This is Natalie indicating follow up progress note patient in back heart, BECKHARDT, Kathleen, KATHLEN, date of birth 11/16/1957, place which occurred Charles, date of service 1/1/2024. Patient seen today for follow up, she was complaining of irritation both eyes. Patient has multiple medical problems, has been admitted to the nursing rehab for continuation of her medical management along with ambulatory dysfunction. Patient with a known COPD, schizophrenia, morbid obesity, osteoarthritis. Today she is lying on the bed, no headache, dizziness, no cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills. She does complain of irritations, both eyes, and she has been being followed by ophthalmology previously. Physical exam, patient is awake, she's alert. Oriented term 3, cooperative, blood pressure 126 over 78, pulse 75, temperature 27.9 Fahrenheit, respiration 20, pulse 98%. Adenomyosis from narcolic, eyes are ectaric, no ENS discharge, eyes are congested, no sign of infection. Next up, longevity, chest non tender, lungs. Okay, the base is no wheezing, heart SNS2, abdomen is soft, non turnbuckle positive, extremities, chronic edema, but there is no cough tenderness. Neuro patient is awake, she is alert. Time 3. Assessment patient has a morbid obesity, next line schizophrenia, next line osteoarthritis, next line history of COPD, next line history of glaucoma. History of conjunctivitis. I have reviewed all her medication. Patient has been on artificial tear that will be continued. That will help for the irritation. She's already maintained on latanoprost, eye drops as per thermology for glaucoma. Tylenol PRN for DJD arthritis pain. And loratadine 10 mg daily for allergies, allopurinol 100 mg daily for gout, vitamin D supplement daily, Sapriva, inhalation once a day, Combivent Respimat inhalation 4 times a day, Advair Discus 250 or 51 for BID, hydralazine for hypertension. All the medication will be continued. Care plan discussed with the staff, no acute intervention at this point. Thank you.
You want me to call it like a puffiness to both cheeks or puffiness to
periorbital?
Periorbital.
Before the eyelid, huh?